6. The Spirit in Man. With the advancing evolution of an inhabited planet and the further spiritualization of its inhabitants, additional spiritual influences may be received by such mature personalities. As mortals progress in mind control and spirit perception, these multiple spirit ministries become more and more coordinate in function. They become increasingly blended with the over-ministry of the Paradise Trinity. Although divinity may be plural in manifestation, in human experience, deity is singular, always one. Neither is spiritual ministry plural in human experience. Regardless of plurality of origin, all spirit influences are one in function. Indeed, they are one, being the spirit ministry of God the Sevenfold in and to the creatures of the grand universe. And as creatures grow in appreciation of and receptivity for this unifying ministry of the Spirit, it becomes in their experience the ministry of God the Supreme. From the heights of eternal glory, the Divine Spirit descends by a long series of steps to meet you as you are and where you are, and then, in the partnership of faith, lovingly to embrace the soul of mortal origin and to embark on the sure and certain retracement of those steps of condescension, never stopping until the evolutionary soul is safely exalted to the very heights of bliss from which the Divine Spirit originally sallied forth on this mission of mercy and ministry. Spiritual forces unerringly seek and attain their own original levels. Having gone out from the eternal, they are certain to return thereto, bringing with them all those children of time and space who have espoused the leading and teaching of the indwelling adjuster, those who have been truly born of the Spirit, the faith sons of God. The Divine Spirit is the source of continual ministry and encouragement to the children of men. Your power and achievement is, according to His mercy, through the renewing of the Spirit. Spiritual life, like physical energy, is consumed. Spiritual effort results in relative spiritual exhaustion. The whole ascendant experience is real as well as spiritual. Therefore, it is truly written, it is the Spirit that quickens. The Spirit gives life. The dead theory of even the highest religious doctrines is powerless to transform human character or to control mortal behavior. What the world of today needs is the truth which your teacher of old declared, not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. The seed of theoretical truth is dead, the highest moral concepts without effect, unless and until the Divine Spirit breathes upon the forms of truth and quickens the formulas of righteousness. Those who have received and recognized the indwelling of God have been born of the Spirit. You are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. It is not enough that His Spirit be poured out upon you. The Divine Spirit must dominate and control every phase of human experience. It is the presence of the Divine Spirit, the water of life, that prevents the consuming thirst of mortal discontent and that indescribable hunger of the unspiritualized human mind. Spirit-motivated beings never thirst, for this spiritual water shall be in them a well of satisfaction springing up into life everlasting. Such divinely watered souls are all but independent of material environment as regards the joys of living and the satisfactions of earthly existence. They are spiritually illuminated and refreshed, morally strengthened and endowed. In every mortal there exists a dual nature, the inheritance of animal tendencies, and the high urge of spirit endowment. During the short life you live on Urantia, these two diverse and opposing urges can seldom be fully reconciled. They can hardly be harmonized and unified. But throughout your lifetime, the combined spirit ever ministers to assist you in subjecting the flesh more and more to the leading of the Spirit. Even though you must live your material life through, even though you cannot escape the body and its necessities, Nonetheless, in purpose and ideals, you are empowered increasingly to subject the animal nature to the mastery of the spirit. There truly exists within you a conspiracy of spiritual forces, a confederation of divine powers, whose exclusive purpose is to effect your final deliverance from material bondage and finite handicaps. The purpose of all this ministration is that you may be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man. And all this represents but the preliminary steps to the final attainment of the perfection of faith and service, that experience wherein you shall be filled with all the fullness of God. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The Spirit never drives, only leads. If you are a willing learner, if you want to attain spirit levels and reach divine heights, if you sincerely desire to reach the eternal goal, then the Divine Spirit will gently and lovingly lead you along the pathway of sonship and spiritual progress. Every step you take must be one of willingness, intelligent, and cheerful cooperation. The domination of the Spirit is never tainted with coercion, nor compromised by compulsion. And when such a life of spirit guidance is freely and intelligently accepted, there gradually develops within the human mind a positive consciousness of divine contact and assurance of spirit communion. Sooner or later, the Spirit bears witness with your spirit, the adjuster, that you are a child of God. Already has your own thought adjuster told you of your kinship to God, so that the record testifies that the Spirit bears witness with your spirit, not to your spirit. The consciousness of the spirit domination of a human life is presently attended by an increasing exhibition of the characteristics of the spirit in the life reactions of such a spirit-led mortal. For the fruits of the spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Such spirit-guided and divinely illuminated mortals, while they yet tread the lowly paths of toil and in human faithfulness perform the duties of their earthly assignments, have already begun to discern the lights of eternal life as they glimmer on the faraway shores of another world. Already have they begun to comprehend the reality of that inspiring and comforting truth. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And throughout every trial, and in the presence of every hardship, spirit-born souls are sustained by that hope which transcends all fear, because the love of God is shed abroad in all hearts by the presence of the Divine Spirit.